In Anniston, Alabama today, the U.S. Army has finally begun incinerating the stockpile of chemical weapons it keeps there. The action comes after a judge ruled Friday that the Army could begin dismantling and burning chemical weapons at the Alabama depot. Since the early 1960s, the military has stockpiled chemical weapons in many states. The destruction of the delivery systems and chemical agents is part of an ongoing effort by the United States to comply with an international treaty on chemical weapons. Reporter Melanie Peoples has been covering the story and joins us on the line. Where is Anniston, Melanie?
It's in east central Alabama between Birmingham and Atlanta. Anniston has always been a military town. Up until recently, it had two Army posts. And so many of the people who live there have made their living from the Army bases.
So the decision to destroy the weapons has been a controversial one. Was there any sort of uproar about it today?
There were actually no protesters outside the gates today. They're planning a rally next week. There were just two people who showed up outside the gates today. Neither were real happy with today's startup. One opposes incineration at all costs, and the other just worries that Anniston isn't ready in case of an accident, but he is just ready to see the weapons destroyed. Inside the Army depot gates, reporters watched a closed-circuit video feed as the first M55 rocket was drained of nerve agent, liquid sarin gas, and then the rocket was chopped into 8 pieces and pushed along a conveyor belt into the furnace.
So how many weapons did the military say that they plan to incinerate today?
Just 2 today. They're starting slowly, but hope to work up to 8 by tomorrow. When the plant's running full steam, Army officials say they'll be able to destroy 40 rockets an hour. The one thing the Army will be holding off on is burning the actual nerve agent that they drained out of the rockets. It will sit in a holding tank over to the side until they collect between 500 and 700 gallons. And even then, they won't be able to burn that nerve agent during school hours, until the community schools have finished constructing these safe, overpressurized rooms for shelter.
So what are the neighbors doing? Are they running for gas masks or just pretty content with the whole idea?
Well, some have made a run on the gas masks recently. They've actually had several months to go and pick them up. There wasn't a rush to go pick up the gas masks on the first day they were available this spring. But this week, as they found out that incineration might actually occur, more showed up to go pick them up. And There seemed to be no real excitement today. Many went about their business, going on to the grocery store and the sort of things they usually do on a Saturday.
Now, you've been reporting that other states besides Alabama have chemical weapons stockpiles. Can you tell us which ones?
That's right. There are 7 other states: Utah, Oregon, Colorado, Arkansas, Indiana, Kentucky, and Maryland. The United States government did have some stored on Johnston Island, which is an atoll in the Pacific Ocean, a couple hundred miles off the coast of Hawaii. But the Army recently finished incinerating all of those weapons. The other incinerator, which is currently operating in the United States, is in Tooele, Utah, and there are incinerators planned for Oregon and Arkansas. Maryland is already using a newer process called neutralization, which is where the chemical agents are destroyed with warm water and chemicals. That's something environmentalists in Alabama would have liked to have seen here. Neutralization plants are also in the works for Indiana, Colorado, and Kentucky.
Burning these weapons is expected to take a long time in Alabama. Any estimate as to when the U.S. chemical weapons supply will be extinguished?
Not yet, since some of these facilities across the country have yet to be built. Ground hasn't even broken on many of them. But at least here in Anniston, the Army officials expect it to take 7 years to destroy Alabama's stockpile, and they sort of suggested that it might be possible we'd be rid of them in less than 7 years.
Melanie Peoples reporting on the incineration of chemical weapons at the Anniston Army Base in Alabama. Thanks, Melanie.
Thanks, Jackie.